This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and we have a series. We teach you how to walk in divine health. This is absolutely a fantastic thing to learn that God and His awesome, gracious Word has given us the power and the ability to walk in divine health. Praise the King. Let's come to the King in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you for your mighty promises. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God, which shows us all these things that are ours. Father, we ask you to reveal these things to us by your Holy Spirit, because we know without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. Well, Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. He's the one that convicts us of sin, teaches us, and leads us. And Lord, we ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit today, overflowing with power and understanding and the ability to interpret your Word the way you've written it down for us. And we can walk where you want us to walk. And Lord, we ask you to empower the church in a mighty way to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Lord, and use this Word as it goes forth mightily for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. All these gifts, there's 9 wonderful gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that all belong to us. Every one of these gifts became yours when you became a child of God, because the Lord told us. In fact, he told us in Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse 4, that we're already seated with Christ in the heavenlies. We're already there. We're not going to be there someday. We're already there. And then he's told us that we're joint heirs in Romans 8:15 and on, that everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to us. All these things are ours. And then Peter told us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and on, that through these great and awesome promises that God has given us, he's given us the ability to walk in the divine nature of God. Now then, I think about these exceeding great and precious promises. They're all over the Word of God. Now, in the last session, we talked about just one of those. And I told you just one of the things I'd seen God do with that one verse. I've seen him do hundreds of things with that one verse. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, where Jesus made us a promise, but we don't believe him. When he says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth shall agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. Now, I use that verse, as I shared with you, one of the young men, Philip, that works for me in the ministry right now, which is about 22 or 23 years old, when he was 11, his body was covered with warts and scars, and I used that exceeding great and precious promise to get all those off, to take them all off. But I used that same promise with a man by the name of Bill Gothard. Some of you may know Bill Gothard. He's a very well-known individual, does a great work teaching the Word of God, has been for years to thousands of people. But here just a few years ago, Bill had a couple of young men that worked for him, and both of them are down in their backs. Well, I don't know. I guess Bill didn't have the faith. Obviously, he didn't, because he called me, and I found Andy. The first one's name was Andy. The second one's name was Robert. And I talked to Andy about 45 minutes, and I found what his sin was. Now, he worked for Bill Gothard. He's a great young man of God, and he had a sin. What was his sin? He didn't believe the promises of God. Unbelief in the promises of God. This young man was not living in any kind of wild, violent sin. He was a good young man. But he had an evil heart of unbelief. Somebody said, an evil heart of unbelief? That's what God calls it in Hebrews 3:12. Anytime you don't believe his promises, he says you have an evil heart of unbelief. Well, that's sin. that kept him from getting healed. So the young man was down in his back. I finally found that was his sin. I got him to repent of that sin and made God a promise that he would believe this promise. And I used Matthew 18:19, prayed the prayer of faith for him, and thanked the Lord for healing him right there. And God instantly, over the telephone, healed Andy Warner of his back problem. And that's been, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, whatever, at least 2 or 3 years ago, and maybe longer. But anyway, he healed Andy right there and just totally healed him, all because he did what he said. And then, of course, a couple of weeks later, Bill Gothard called me with this other young man by the name of Robert, and he had a sin in his life, and, of course, his sin was, and lots of young men have this sin, but this is a sin you need to capture the thought, and don't meditate on these thoughts, because what these thoughts are, Jesus tells us in his word, he said, if you even meditate on lust, in other words, if you look at a woman to lust for her in your heart, Jesus said, you're guilty of adultery. So you're guilty. So if you look at a woman, if you look at her and continue to look at her and dwell on her sin, and you start thinking, I'd like to go to bed with that. As you do, you're lusting. And when you do that, you have now sinned. Now you look at a woman and, you know, you can say, wow, she's beautiful, but you don't have to lust after her. You can just admire her beauty and then go on and do something else. But if you sit there and look at her too long, especially in the wrong places, first thing you know, you'll be lusting. And that's what this young man had done. He had lusted and looked too long, and now then he's guilty of adultery. Now then he has broken the law, he's fell from grace, and he's opened the door to the devil, and the devil has come in, and he's afflicted his back, and now he's laying on his back. Well, when I get him to repent of that sin, once he did repent of that sin, and I took, again, one of these great and precious promises, Matthew 18:19. I prayed the prayer of faith for Robert up in Bill Gothard's office up close to Chicago somewhere, wherever they were. And God, again, instantly healed Robert. So it's amazing the people that I saw. Of course, I never got to meet Robert, but I met Andy a couple times. He was at a couple of the Bill Gothard seminars where I had the privilege to go. In fact, I spoke at a couple of them. One in Nashville and then one at the Big Sandy. And when I spoke there, Andy happened to be there at both places, and I got to see the young man. And he's a fine, handsome young man, and he's still walking in divine health today. Well, that's what God wanted his children to do, walk in divine health. But we do these things, we walk in divine health by living and operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And you can't operate in the gifts of the Spirit until you learn these great and precious promises that belong to you. Now, when you learn you're a joint heir with Christ, when you're already seated with him in the heavenlies, and you are a partaker of the divine nature, and that all these great and awesome precious promises are yours, hey, it'll change the way you do business. Then another thing that people don't know, I remember a man in a Baptist church a few years ago that I prayed for. And as I prayed for this man, he had cancer. And I went over to his house and spent several hours with him and his wife and taught them the word and prayed the prayer of faith over them. And he had already been to the doctor. That's where we usually go. Instead of looking to the word to see what our answer is and what we can do in the name of Jesus, we just go to the doctor. Well, that's what he did. He went to the doctor and the doctor did surgery on him, but he couldn't get it all. So they told him that he'd have to come back after he healed up a little bit, and they'd have to do chemo or radiation or some of that stuff because they couldn't get all the cancer. And so I heard about this, and so I went over to his house, spent a few hours with him and his wife, talked to him, prayed with him, and got him to believe God's word, and God healed him. And when he went back to the doctor and did his checkup, the doctor said there was no cancer left in his body. Wow. He was amazed. He said, you know, when he came back, he told me, he said, Thurman, he said, the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He said, it's a shame we have so few righteous men in the church. Well, I'll have to agree with him. But the thing about it is we got a lot of righteous men in the church, They're all righteous that believe in Jesus, but they just don't know it. So if you don't know it, you can't operate in faith. Now then, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, this statement is made. Starting with verse 15, he died for all so that all who live, having received eternal life from him, might live no longer for themselves to please themselves, but to spend their lives pleasing Christ who died and rose again for them. So how many of us did he die for? All of us. And he says, and that who are we supposed to please? Him, Jesus. And verse 16 says, so stop evaluating Christians by what the world thinks about them. Boy, stop evaluating Christians. Or by what they seem to be like on the outside. Once I mistakenly thought of Christ that way, merely as a human being like myself, how different I feel now. Well, that's the way everybody thought Jesus was. He's just a man who's just a prophet. And there's a lot of people today think that Jesus was just a good man, a prophet. Well, he was a good man and he was a prophet, but he's God. And today he is in his glorified body, sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's running the universe with his mighty spoken word. I mean, just a little bitty place, the universe, but he's running it. Wow. And it says, when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. Now, that's something that most of us don't know. And he is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. All these new things are from God. Now, everything new that came into us when we became a Christian comes from the Lord. None of them come from you. They all come from him. They all come from God who brought us back to himself through Christ Jesus, through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us, he's given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting man's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is a wonderful message he has given us to tell others. Now, that's also something that's very difficult to comprehend, that at this point, right now in history, God right now is not counting the lost people's sins against them. That's kind of wild to stop and think about that. But that's what that scripture says in 2 Corinthians, that he has reconciled the world to himself, not counting man's sins against them. So that means that anybody, I don't care what you've done, I don't care how mean you've been or how wicked you've been, anybody at any time can come to Jesus and ask him to save them, and he will. He will not turn down anyone. He paid the price for the most awful sins that everybody has committed. That's beyond my wildest dreams, how he can do that. But he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's one old boy sitting right here in his chair looking at you today out there on that set. If God hadn't been this merciful, gracious Jesus, I couldn't be here today. I would be dead. Now, if I had been God...
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.